was Saturday morning and Zyba woke up with a sense of purpose and just the slightest tummy ache from all the pizza they'd eaten last night. She glanced over at the shiny white desk in the corner of her bedroom with the matching white leather swivel chair. She'd asked for the desk as a birthday present since she knew how important it was for a detective to have a place to organise her case files. With the colour-coded files and stationery trays, the desk had become the perfect headquarters for the Snow Leopard Detective Agency UK. Together with Poppy and Ali, they had come up with their own logo and used cardboard and craft paper to make a sign, which they hung over the desk. It was a snow leopard's face in profile, mouth open in a roar against a black background. Underneath, they had stuck on the letters SLDA UK, since the agency name was too long to write out in full. To keep a record of the cases they'd cracked so far, Zyba had pinned up a large corkboard behind her desk. Stuck in with a gold pin was a piece of bunting from the cake baking tent at her school's summer fete, where Zyba and the team had discovered who had baked a poisoned cupcake. Next to it was the map from the Royal Star Hotel, where they'd solved the case of the missing diamond dog collar. Now Zyba smiled. When she'd shown the desk and sign to Aunt Fauzia during a video call, her aunt had said it looked just as professional as the desk she had in her office in Karachi. Pushing back her Eden Locket bedsheets, decorated in tiny footprints and a large magnifying glass, Zyba stretched and brushed her wavy hair from her eyes. Straightening out her pastel blue nightgown, she swung her legs out of bed and walked over to her desk. She wanted to admire the folder she had made one more time before breakfast. Even though it had been late when Zyba finally got up to her room last night, she wanted to be ready for the investigation today. She'd found a brand new laminated black folder and stuck a label down the side, writing in clear capitals, "The Haunted House, Oakwood Manor." It had a section for evidence, notes, and transcripts of the voice recordings she would take on her phone. It was perfect.
"Zyba, are you up? Poppy will be here soon," called Zyba's stepmom, Jessica.
A faint hiss of frying butter let Zyba know that Jessica was making her favourite breakfast, blueberry pancakes. Just what a young detective needed to prepare for a long day of investigating. Zyba quickly popped into the bathroom, kicking Ali out for taking too long.
"I want to look smart for the party," he complained. "I need 5 more minutes. He'll need longer than that to make this look smart,"
Zyba teased, ruffling Ali's long curly fringe.